I'm riding along.
Oh yeah.
Singing the same old cowboy song.
Good morning, y'all.
That's been sung 100 times before.
Beautiful Arizona Saturday morning.
Ain't got nothing but my name. And I'm the only man I know to blame. But I'm living. I'm happy.
Yeah.
And I'm free.
Oh, yeah. That's what it's all about. Good morning. You're at my house today. Like every Saturday morning for the last 28 years, come on in. The coffee's hot. Grab a seat and let's spend the next 4 hours together. It's Rosie on the house. I like this song so much, I might just not say anything until it's over.
Better take it down, Mike.
Great big Arizona. Good morning to you all. We are your Arizona Weekend Wake-Up Call. Good morning, y'all. Anything you hear us talking about that you'd like to join the conversation, you call 1-888-767-4348. We'll get your name, where you're calling from, and how you'd like to participate in the conversation. And we'd love to visit with our listeners. We're bumping into them all the time as we travel across the great state of Arizona. And we love doing this show. And today, you're going to need your hard hat and your eyewear protection and your seatbelts, because, boy, we got a lot of information to cover here this morning. We have some special guests in studio here talking about hiking in Arizona, hiking one particular destination in particular. 8 o'clock hour, we'll have John J. Harper in here. We'll be talking about the outdoor living section and gardening and landscaping. 9 o'clock will be open hour. We'll be talking about tips that you need to know in searching for that weekend hideaway cabin. Okay, can make a lot of mistakes when you're buying that first little weekend getaway. So 9 o'clock, we'll be talking our way through that. And 10 o'clock, we've got a couple plumbers coming into the studio, and we'll be talking about anything and everything having to do with your plumbing system. So if you've got a plumbing project or question, it is your hour with our plumbers at 10 o'clock. So stay tuned for all of that. Don't miss 1 minute of it. Now, I'm Rosie. To my right in studio is my sweet wife, Jennifer. Good morning, babe.
Good morning. Hey, I just wanted to mention, if you don't have 4 hours to sit with us, just pick up your little iPhone, get the KTAR app, and you can listen live, take us with you wherever you're going, sitting through a ball game for your kids or shopping or whatever. We can ride right along with you.
Very good. All right. Thank you for that. And our special guests then this morning, we've had them in before. We have the Posterinos, Tom and Barb. Tom, thank
good
you
morning.
For coming in, Ms.
Good
Barb.
Good morning.
Appreciate
pleasure,
you
yeah.
getting Tom up this morning, getting him in here.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate that.
Because we know that's a problem.
Yeah, it's my job. It's my job.
I tell you what, Rosie, you said you're a beautiful wife. That's your daughter. No way.
And what's then, he want?
He's a schmoozer. He always has been.
And we've got Katie Stumbo, and we have a new first-time guest that wants to talk about a first-time experience she had with this crew, Jackie Scott. Thanks
morning.
For joining us, Miss Jackie.
Absolutely.
All right. So here's the story. The Posterinos regularly, every year, schedule at least one trip, rim-to-rim-to-rim traverse of the Grand Canyon. The hike I have been invited to in the past, and we'll get to how I first got invited, is generally Memorial Day, because that's when the North Rim Trail first opens, right? That's
about a week before that, but yeah, we want a little hotter. We like it when it's really hot. So,
and y'all have traversed the Grand Canyon 40 times?
50
times.
We used to do it twice a year all the time, so it's 50 times.
50 traverses of the Grand Canyon under their belt. So,
they're still walking, too, for those you can't see.
We have the voice of experience, and we get invited. Katie and I get invited on this every year, and I wasn't able to make this year. So Katie reaches out to a friend of hers that she trains with, Jackie, and says, Jackie, I've got this great trip you've got to go on. Take my dad's seat.
We're
still
like, it's
friends. No big deal. Just
come do it. No big deal. Yeah.
Just say yes.
We're still working on having a friendship post-canyon, but...
So, just talk about, I mean, the first time I took a daughter, I took Julia, and she had never seen the Grand Canyon. And as we approached the parking lot in that big Class A motor coach that we drive up there with y'all and the other 50 hikers. I mean, it's a big group. Yeah. Is it 50?
Yeah, it's usually 58.
Yeah, okay, 58 hikers. So I'm sitting next to Julia, and we round the corners at Mather Point or Mather?
Yes. Mather. Mather.
Yeah, yeah. We round the corner at Mather Point, and she looks out across the Grand Canyon. She looks at me. Her eyes are as big as two oranges. She says, "That's what we're hiking?" I don't know what she expected, but so what went through your head when had you ever seen the Grand Canyon prior to this venture?
Yes. Okay. Done Havasupai several times, and actually had done rim to rim on a 3-day hike.
Okay,
probably about 11, 12 years ago.
That's a very sane way to see the Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
A few days is the key phrase there, not hours. So, yes, I'd seen it before. I'm native to Arizona, so definitely seen it before. But I think there is an awe that kind of just comes over you every time you see it. And it was exactly that same thing, just seeing, wow, what an amazing, amazing creation. And then, what am I thinking doing this, and who signed
whose idea
me up
was
for this?
Exactly.
Now, I wrote you a 2-page letter prior to this, just kind of giving you a heads up. See, Tom didn't do that for me the first year.
I
got invited on the trip, and Rosie, you hike a lot. You can do no problem. You can do this. All right, I'll try it. We get to the trailhead like at 4:30 in the morning at South Kaibab. And Tom Postorino jumps out of the van, and he says, "No pictures, no stopping, no looking." And they're all running.
Yeah, you get punished if you get
don't
caught
enjoy
looking.
It. Just
and
get across.
They're all running down the trail, and I'm thinking, "What is?" I had no clue.
That's what Katie told me. Don't look back. Keep going. Don't give up now. Got to keep doing this.
But some of my deep words of wisdom were meant to save you.
They did. I read them for the first time, Rosie, and I felt like I should be planning my funeral before I go. But good insight.
Well, I knew I had to give you that guidance because I've been told you have a competitive spirit.
Oh, very much so. Yes. And with Katie, it's only enhanced.
Yeah, I imagine.
About tenfold.
I imagine. So, Tom, I'm happy when I can cross in 9 hours. If I do it 9, I'm just tickled to death.
That's an excellent time for an older guy. Yeah.
Some of these people.
Who's
older? The first year it was 12.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I locked up crossing the bridge, my legs turned to concrete, and I cried like a little baby for the next 4 hours getting from the bridge to the top.
Yeah, yeah.
But the people that do it, now, what's the record time?
Well,
no, for your group, not
for
the
our
not,
group.
Not, yeah, not the record.
What did Myron do?
Myron did it last year. He came up at 11:30. So we left that year. Last year we left. Let's see. I think we actually got on the trail at 5:00. So he's the fastest.
At 6:30.
Yeah.
How about Katie? Katie's done some decent
Katie,
times.
What Katie, what are you clipping them at?
Well, this year I did it at 6:48.
Oh, man, I should have told you. You had, no.
But you've done it.
I've done it in 6.
You've done it in 6
flat? 6 flat.
Yeah.
Ooh, wow. Man.
Well, and then that couple I brought a couple years ago, Lisa, they did it. They did north to south in 5:15.
Wow. Yeah, I remember that.
I didn't bring them back. Let me look back.
So yeah, they were awesome. Yeah.
So
yeah, anybody that Katie brings is a monster. We looked at Jackie.
And, like me.
You?
Like the monster. Rosie Rocket.
You are a monster.
Rosie the Rocket.
Yeah, right. We usually have 59 people on the bus, but Rosie takes up 2 seats. So.
Do you want to be invited back, Tom?
So, Jackie, you peel out of the bus that morning.
What's
going through your head? Why is everybody in such a rush, right? What are these people doing?
Why did Katie wake me up so early? Why do we have to start so early?
She didn't even let me have coffee.
I didn't get a coffee. Nothing. We just started. Go.
Okay, so what's the meal? What's the ideal meal the night before?
The night before?
The night before.
Wine.
Okay, all right.
Cocktail after.
With a dessert of wine.
Dessert of wine.
You want to have some lean proteins and some complex carbohydrates. You don't want to jump too quickly into those carb loading or the bagels or the pastas, things like that, because over the 12 hours that you're going to sleep, it's going to digest. It's already inaccessible to your body. So those types of things, the bagels, you want to leave to 45 minutes before you start, an hour. So the night before, some dirty rice, some quinoa for your carbs, and then some salmon or some chicken, nothing too with sugary sauces. Keep it real clean, real simple. You want no excuses to have any issues on the trail the next day.
Now, Tom, after 50 crossings, do you have, like, the ideal meal before and what to eat on the trail and how to maintain your protein levels during the hike? I mean, you've got all that dialed down. What are some of your secrets?
Well, I mean, everybody likes different stuff, you know, and peanut butter and jelly is a great one for me. And I get I go usually to one of these stores, you know, that sell that bulk granola and nuts and things, and I buy about 5,000 things, and my bag is, you know, 10 pounds more than I need, and I only eat about a tenth of it every year for every time I've done it, you know, and my assistant here has always told me, what do you pack all that for?
He just hauls it back and forth in the canyon. I'm like, that's just way too much. I'd like to throw something in here. My best friend, Mary Priest, the first year she did this, I was looking at her in just absolute awe. It was the second day coming up from Cedar Ridge, and she sat down and she said, okay, I'm ready. I'm having my Pop-Tart. And I said, a Pop-Tart? She goes, Barb, it works every time. So she gave me half of her Pop-Tart. And believe it or not, I don't know if I was laughing all the last, you know, hour trying to get out, but honestly, it was great. That was the first time I've ever eaten anything like that on a trail. But she gave me a Pop-Tart. She said, it'll get you through.
Power out the Grand Canyon on a Pop-Tart. More on the Grand Canyon hiking when we get back. If you've never done it, stay tuned. We've got the voice of experience and a rookie all here to share their experience with you.